Polymarket adds 20x leverage, perpetual futures across four markets. Polymarket has opened perpetual futures trading with up to 20x leverage, extending the prediction market well beyond its usual yes or no event contracts. The rollout, announced on September 4, 2026 through a CoinMarketCap post, citing the launch, covers four asset classes at once: crypto, stocks, indices, and commodities. The move turns a venue known for betting on election results and macro outcomes into a leveraged derivatives platform that competes for the same traders who use perpetual swaps on centralized exchanges. It arrives during a broad risk-on stretch in crypto. Bitcoin traded at $8,982, up 4.4% on the day, as of September 4, 2026, with Ether at $2,512, 4.6%, and XRP at 1.45, plus 6.2%. The fear and greed index sat at 78, firmly in greed. The mechanics of what changed a perpetual future is a derivative with no expiry date. Traders hold a long or short position and pay or receive a periodic funding rate that keeps the contract price tethered to the underlying asset. Leverage of 20x means a trader can control a position worth 20 times their posted margin. A 5% move against a 20x position wipes out the entire margin and triggers liquidation. That math is the whole story here. Leverage does not change the direction of a market. It changes how fast a position dies. At 20x, the liquidation threshold is close enough to the entry price that ordinary intraday volatility can close a trade before the thesis has time to play out. Polymarket users who are accustomed to binary event contracts, where the worst case is losing the stake, now face a product where positions can be force-closed mid-trade. Spreading the launch across crypto, stocks, indices, and commodities in one release is the more unusual part. Most crypto-native perps venues start with a handful of large-cap tokens. Offering equity and commodity exposure alongside crypto puts Polymarket in direct range of traditional brokerage products, at leverage ratios that regulated equity brokers in most markets cannot legally offer retail clients. Prediction Market meets leverage trading Polymarket, built its reputation on event contracts, and it has been drawing outside capital on that reputation. Donald Trump Jr.'s 1789 Capital put $300 million into Polymarket earlier this cycle, a raise that valued the company as a serious financial venue rather than a novelty. Perpetual futures are a logical way to monetize that user base beyond the fee take on binary markets. The regulatory framing matters. Prediction markets and leverage derivatives sit in different buckets for most financial regulators. And the CFTC has already shown it is watching the space closely. The agency recently fined a former White House staffer $172,000 over prediction market trades tied to non-public information. Adding 20x perpetuals introduces a product category that regulators treat as high-risk retail derivatives, which invites a different tier of scrutiny than event contracts do. For traders, the practical caution is the same one that applies to every leverage venue. High leverage rewards precise timing and punishes patience. During the last major volatility spike, crypto shorts lost $9.7 billion in a single week as a squeeze ran through over-leveraged positions. A 20x product amplifies exactly that dynamic on both sides of the book. The payments and funding angle, leverage products live or die on how fast a trader can add margin. When a position approaches liquidation, minutes matter, and the funding route into the account becomes part of the risk. Traders who top up from a card face conversion spreads and settlement delays that can arrive too late to save a position, which is one reason experienced perps traders keep stablecoin balances ready rather than relying on last-second transfers. That is also the sharp edge of using borrowed or card-funded money on a leveraged venue. Spending or margining with funds you do not already hold turns a liquidation into a debt, not just a loss. For anyone weighing how they fund a trading account versus everyday spending, the cashback and rewards math on a card is a rounding error next to a single bad 20x liquidation. The two use cases should not share a wallet. Polymarket has not published detailed documentation on funding rates, margin tiers, or the liquidation engine beyond the launch notice. Those specifics will determine how the product behaves under stress, and they are worth reading before committing capital. This is a report of the launch, not a recommendation to trade it.